Okay, we're about to solve a mystery at an organization that got its start back in 1888. That was during the women's suffrage movement with leaders like Susan B. Anthony. The National Council of Women of the United States still exists today in a small office near the United Nations in New York City. On the organization's 125th anniversary, people there cracked into a time capsule of sorts, an old safe painted with the words Women's Suffrage Party. No one knew what was in the safe or when it had last been opened. NPR's Margo Adler takes us there.
On the website of the University of Rochester's Susan B. Anthony Center, people have been speculating all week about what might be in the safe. Will we find lists of secret members, asked one person, organizing strategies and protest plans? Perhaps the original copy of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote? Perhaps love letters? Perhaps photographs? Perhaps nothing, someone else said. And that's exactly what the safe cracker, Elad Israeli, said. Most times when he opens safes, there's not much.
You know, rubber bands, paper clips, pens.
Israeli started to work the combination lock while people crowded into a tiny room.
I don't want to sound rude, but I really need quiet to be able to concentrate.
He said it would take anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour as he manipulated the combination lock back and forth, occasionally making notes on a pad, and then suddenly it was done.
I can open it now.
Just pull on the handle.
Pull on the handle.
Oh, there's some stuff in it.
And there is stuff in there. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff in here.
First, there was a change purse filled with coins from France, Mexico, various countries. There was a box with a Smithsonian replica of the gavel originally used by Susan B. Anthony and an envelope that revealed the safe had been opened within the last 14 years. I said to Catherine Cerulli, the director of the Susan B. Anthony Center at the University of Rochester, some of this stuff is modern.
Yes, and I think, in fact, when you look at the stamp on that envelope, it's 1999.
Yeah. So someone got in.
Someone's been in.
There were medals, a silver brooch, a wooden stamp, a corporate seal, a paper of incorporation dating back to 1931, and many other documents.
Federal tax exemption, it looks like 1957. IRS letter, 1940.
They didn't open the documents and letters because archivists suggested they handle them with care, and many may later be digitized. Perhaps the most lovely items were six small panels, replicas of huge wall murals of women that were commissioned for the Chicago World's Fair in 1933. We look at one of the panels. Catherine Cerulli points out that one woman is clearly a Red Cross worker.
Historical pictures of women, women caring for others. Perhaps these are historical figures.
Why was the safe not open for a long time? Mary Singletary, the president of the National Council of Women of the United States, said the hundreds of dollars needed to hire a locksmith was just too much for an organization struggling to survive with multiple projects about women and girls.
I had to make a choice of raising money for my program or raising money to pay this gentleman.
She chose the programs until the University of Rochester joined the effort. One thing they found was a candy box filled with keys, one going to a storage room in the basement. So who knows? There may be more discoveries. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.